show everybody's talking about.
Ooh-wee!
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.
Demonstration.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, Meek Millie. We in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Cardi B.
It's Kayla Brianna.
What's good? It's Kehlani.
Yeah, this is 50 Cent, Wild Not on Wild. You heard me, it's going down.
What's up? It's Megan Thee Stallion.
What up? What up? Y'all, it's your girl, Remy Ma.
Gotta play it safe. No face, no case. Once upon a time, and I heard that I was ugly. Came from a shit who wouldn't wanna fuck in my face. Bomb ass tight, rack stack of shack. Hey, broke boys don't deserve no piece of.
I know that's right.
It's the Ooh-Wee Radio Show.
What is up, Ooh-Wee Hip Hop and R&B? It is your girl, Stina Diaz, coming back with another week of that Ooh-Wee tea, baby. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at 2OWEE Radio Show. Of course, this is your independent artist hub. If you're looking to get your music played, an interview, go ahead and DM us right there. You can also follow me on Instagram. That is Stina Diaz. And I'm always giving you that ooh wee tea, baby. Y'all, let's go ahead and get into it. So Rallo just got released from prison. Honestly, we didn't know what was going to happen with this situation. However, we are happy that he is home. The streets of Atlanta have welcomed him. And it's just honestly been such a big surprise having him back. Y'all, Young Thug, they did sit the trial down, and they are going to admit the lyrics in this trial. Now, y'all, half of the camp then either told or took the plea deal. Now, it's looking like YSL, or more specifically, Jeffrey Williams, ain't gonna be getting off too much scotch-free. Now, they have another hearing that'll be coming up about November 16th, so we are gonna stay tuned. I'm gonna keep it locked for y'all, keep all that information for y'all, because honestly, it was definitely giving free YSL, but if y'all gonna be able to use them lyrics, I mean, if it's lining up with what he did, I don't know. Make sure y'all hit our Instagram and let us know what you think about that, because honestly, is it free YSL, or if he linked the 50 bodies, lock that man up. Let me know. So the Grammy nominations have been dropped. Y'all, SZA was nominated for 9 of the Grammy nominations. Y'all, that is pretty dope, honestly. And then Victoria Monet, she got her flowers too. A lot of the Grammys that have went out, congratulations to all the nominees, y'all. Nicki Minaj, she's gotten her first Grammy in the past 7 years, so that's pretty dope. Honestly, a lot of underdogs are on this Grammy nominee list. I am here for it. Now, what will play out when it comes time for the actual Grammys in January? We do not know, but that is where you get on Instagram and you go ahead and push whatever person you want to win. It is crazy. Y'all, Nicki Minaj covered Vogue. She is the second female rapper to have covered Vogue's magazine. And honestly, I love the way she looks in the magazine. Her face is so, it looks so pretty natural. She really giving mommy vibes. Honestly, this is a big calm down from Nicki, because you know she's been tearing down social media. She just announced that she's going on tour. She announced her perfume. She announced all of her collaborations with JCPenney. So, you know, shout out to her. Now, let's get into one of our favorite cousins. Keke Palmer has been having a lot of run-ins since that situation with Usher. Now, let me take you back down the timeline. Keke Palmer was at Usher's residency in Vegas, and of course, they exchanged a little bit of closeness. Keke Palmer definitely had on a revealing outfit, but I mean, however, it is Keke Palmer, and she is on stage with Usher. Now, they did continue to go ahead and release a song after that, and it kind of was a little weird, I can say. However, here recently, within the past 2 weeks, Keke Palmer did file to have a restraining order and full custody of her child. Now, later, it reported that photos came out that Darius, her baby dad, had basically been putting his hands on her, beating her, and essentially was like being abusive, physically, mentally, all of those things. So she filed for these things, and she ended up getting it, y'all. So she has full custody of the baby, and she has a temporary restraining order against Darius Dawson. Now, where this gets a little bit weirder is he took to Instagram saying that he is going to get his son back, and he played a little clip from The Good Boys that is on Amazon Prime. Y'all, he did a little clip where basically the dude was trying to get his son and they wouldn't let him, but so he was killing everybody in their path. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that is a direct hint at Baby, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get my son back. And honestly, men like that, it gets a little scary. Now, even out of all that, out of the last 20 plus years that Keke Palmer's mama has been in this industry, we have never seen her, like, heard her speak out, even know what the woman's voice sounds like. But we have heard her now. She spoke out and was basically going against Darius Dawson's little brother, who was condoning the behavior. So I'ma just say this. I'ma send my love to Keke Palmer, and hopefully Darius can get some help. We don't know the full story, but what we do know is she does have custody, and the temporary restraining order was granted. Now, in most states, there has to be an instance that happens for that restraining order to be granted. So if it was granted, something had to have happened, you know? So again, we are sending our love to Keke Palmer, y'all. It's terrible out here. And honestly, I just hope that it gets better, because the domestic violence both ways, men and women, children included as well, it's just gotten out of hand since the pandemic. So y'all go ahead and check up on y'all loved ones. Give somebody some grace today and just be a little bit nicer. Serena Williams, she won the 2023 CFDA Fashion Icon Award. Let me tell you, this girl has been winning since winning knew how to win. Do you hear me? Okay, shout out to Serena Williams. I'm so proud of you, girl. She's really been killing it in the game. Her daughter Olympia is really going to be something, and she has something to look forward to and strive for as far as goals go, because Serena has set the bar super, super high. Now, let's go ahead and get over into our favorite sister, our toxic sister. We love it over here. Lori Harvey, of course, and Damson Idris have broken up. And we know our good girl Lori is known for keeping it 100 and moving on when she is not being fulfilled and or happy. I don't know about y'all, but I stand here for it. And I need my girl to come out with a book, a documentary, something allowing us to understand what it is that makes her so easy to move past these dudes. Now, of course, people took to social media calling her all types of ho-ramas and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? 304s. Let me say that. My bad, y'all. But took to Instagram saying not only has she moved on to another guy, but when will she finally find the person? And I do feel that in your 20s, this is the time for you to experiment. This is the time to figure out what you want and what you don't want. So shout out to Lori Harvey. You know, damn, we thought you had it in a bag, book a butt, but you didn't. Better luck next time. We'll have to see it. Y'all, Megan just revealed in her new song, Cobra. She came back with a crazy hard rock track that I am in love with. But she just revealed that the reason why her and Partisan Fontaine broke up, okay, was because she caught him getting some, you know, extra off of the top situation by another woman in the bed that they sleep in. Now, who knew? You know, it's just crazy. Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Party cheated on Megan. It's just really giving. What is the vibes? What is going to stop these people from cheating? But either way it goes, you know, Partisan popped out with another video vixen who is honestly gorgeous. So, you know, it is what it is. We don't know if that was the girl who he got caught with. Either way, Megan knew what was up, and Megan went on ahead and sniffed it in the butt. I'm excited to see what's going on with that situation, too. Megan is going to go crazy. Outside of that, y'all, that is the Ooh Wee Tea. It is your girl, Stina Diaz, always tapping and giving you that good, 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 good tea. You feel me? Right here on Ooh Wee Hip Hop and R&B, baby. Make sure you tap in. Follow us on all social media websites. You can also stream us 24/7. Again, it's your girl, Stina Diaz, and we out.
It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show. It's the Ooh Wee Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, The Butter Not Butter, and we finna figure out what's really going on with DJ Ness. What we talking about?
What wine?
It be stuff going on, because y'all know I be talking about stuff every week, and I be like,
too
whoa.
Much.
Dang. Starting with high school students, I'm not for sure exactly. I kind of skimmed through this, but high school students walk out of class a couple days ago. They walk out of class to protest transgender bathroom policies. So students are feeling unsafe.
Oh.
They're saying that the transgenders can go to any bathroom that they please. Really? They can go to male. They can go to female. And they're stating that it's unsafe.
It is.
Why would you be transgender and go to both?
Man, stop.
Choose the
me.
One you decided to go to.
Right.
No, clearly, it's not happening there. They're taking advantage of that, and they're going into whichever bathroom they feel comfortable. And so that's just you as a woman. Imagine it being in a locker room.
They need a unisex bathroom.
Right. And a transgender man walks in. He's a woman now, but he still has men tendencies. He still think like a man. He still sound like a man.
You can't
he still
think
got the throat like a man.
It look like a duck, quack like a duck.
So is that okay to...
No.
It's a hard no for me. When I say hard no, I mean like the hardest, capital, most boldest, underlined, highlighted, embossed.
It's not the president, no.
No for me. What are we even talking about here? I mean, honestly, I don't want to get on that topic, but with that specific situation, if I go in the bathroom and decide... And I see you doing whatever you decide you want to do, and it's not what I'm doing and what I'm naturally doing, I'm going to get a little nervous. Exactly. And I'm telling.
No, for these students that walked out, they don't want to see. They don't
I'm
like
telling.
It.
Why they don't have a unisex bathroom? Like, that's just a slap in the face. Like, come on now. I'm not trying to come out the bathroom and see you.
Yeah. If y'all gonna accommodate the people who decide to take that path, accommodate the people who decide to
not
take that path. Yeah. That's my only thing. If you do what you do to one side, you got to do to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you do to one side, you got to do to the other. That's just real.
Okay.
Okay, y'all, though.
So we're going to keep it.
We love you, though. We do love you. It ain't no shame, no hate here.
Oh, yeah. We love do y'all. Love you. I got some friends, but I still, I be
we
speaking
well
to them, too.
Just don't need to be whipping your
But it just is what it is. Uh-huh. Don't come in this bathroom with that thing.
Please right. don't. Okay, Barry. That
wank, wank. Okay.
So, y'all, it's a rapper. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him. He go by Mad Music Cali. Okay. Name is Justin Lewis. He shot his mother and his children 7 times in front of her son.
Oh, no.
Excuse me.
I don't know what's going on with people's mental health.
Oh, my God.
But he didn't kill his mother and his
He killed his mother and his child in front of his wife because of what?
Because she wanted to leave him. Wow. How many women is going through something like that, trying to leave a man, and they won't let you leave?
Y'all men need to have a backbone. Just like y'all cheating and do us wrong, you need to have a backbone when that woman get ready to walk away.
Child,
come on now.
Everybody, I ain't gonna lie, since 2020, the rise in domestic violence both ways has been ridiculous.
It's just terrible.
The fact that people think that they can result to crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a murderer.
Who you thought you were?
You are
not God.
Murderer.
You sound like her sister, because after this happened, he got on social media. He was arguing with the, I don't know, I can't believe y'all didn't see this. He was on social media arguing with the sister. Sister, like, you killed my sister.
There's
and
no way.
You sitting here
There's no
with
way.
The devil's eyes.
There's no way.
You didn't kill her, and you did.
It's There's no way.
Y'all are not God. Y'all need to stop playing. Like,
well, they finally got him and charged him with murder, so he's
Well, very
here.
Good. Get him up out of there.
Before you go on
this, I do want to say this, y'all. Mental health is a real thing, and if you're dealing with that, I do advise, if you see somebody that's dealing with it, go ahead and tap in. Reach out for some resources for them. Like, there's signs that are going around. I need y'all to pay attention, since 2020 has been crazy.
Yes. Very.
It's not crazy. A bad thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just get some help. It's okay, bro. You'd be surprised how many people got the same problem as you or worse.
Yeah. Stop self-medicating yourself when you don't feel right, because them Percocets that had your mind seeing things, just doing things.
No,
you're addicted to them. You got it. Y'all got to chill,
but
man.
Get up off that. I ain't gonna lie. Mm. Rest in peace to her, and then you know, her family. We send our condolences, because that's crazy.
Yeah,
big crazy.
R.I.P. baby girl.
Big crazy.
I'm so sad for her son.
Yeah, hate that.
Yeah,
the men gotta get it together. Especially the black men, they gotta get it together. They gotta control their emotions.
They gotta protect something us. To fall for anything, and it may.
They worried about what we wearing, half dressing, and twerking, and they got other stuff to be worried about.
Have y'all ever been to that Sesame's place? Y'all ain't got kids, so y'all ain't never been to Sesame's
ain't
place.
Ain't never been. Them kids ain't never been.
Sesame's place be tripping. But y'all remember back when Sesame's place walked past the little black girl? I remember that.
Sesame Street.
So they trending now. So a black family was out at Sesame's place. Don't ask me where it was.
Sesame's
at.
Place
I
or
don't
Sesame
know.
Street?
Sesame's place. It's Sesame
Place Street place. Avenue Boulevard.
They got their own.
I didn't know that. Like Disney World or something.
Yeah, it's like a Disney. It's like a their own theme park. Right. So Sesame's place. So they a white security, whatever she wanted to call herself, walked up to this black family and said that they were stealing all their stuff. Mm. They had receipts. They was like, we have receipts. You don't have to do this, ma'am.
And they pushed the agenda with her.
They were stealing.
They had the kids.
Let me tell you right now, I hope nobody went to jail, and I hope she didn't step out her body. to snatch him up out of that. Because
I would have stepped out my soul.
I would have stepped out my soul.
Oh, my God. I'm glad they didn't step out their soul.
In front of my kids.
Because after she checked the receipts and seen that everything was there, she still proceeded to call police.
Yeah. Yeah.
She still proceeded to call police. And I just feel like, you know, why would you call police? Like, are the way our black people are dying, you know, it's just some racist
look,
things
I'm
going to
say
me.
This.
Like, you know,
I'm gonna say
it's
this.
Just.
I do feel that outside of them just being racist, they are truly threatened by presence of,
yes.
They are
hey,
threatened.
Stop playing with me.
They are
I'm
threatened.
Not in there stealing nothing. I'm so store. Stop playing with
they
me
are
like that before I get mad for
they're,
real.
They're threatened. They're threatened. And honestly, it ain't nothing we could do because we literally born this way. You feel me? But I hate that it happened like that.
Hey,
I
y'all make people want to take y'all store up top.
What?
You just playing with people that's not even about to play with
Let
you
me
like
send
that.
My people through real quick. But it's Ooh-wee Hip Hop and R&B. If you want to chime in to what's going on, what's really going on in this freaking world, hit us up at 2O's WEE Radio Show.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
It's the Ooh-wee Radio Show.